Are you worried about getting hit by ransomware or viruses? Commercial software-only solutions can't protect you the way individual attention from well-trained experts in the U.S. can. Ensure your cybersecurity with business-level protection provided by GV Computers. The certified experts at GV protect thousands of computers right now, and for only $40 a month, they install a business-level software solution, then monitor it with humans 24/7. How many hours do you spend trying to fix tough computer problems? No more. GV offers 24/7 wall-to-wall support for any computer problem you may have. Plus, it all comes with a no-strings-attached 60-day money-back guarantee. Sign up today and mention the Still Report, and you'll get a $100 discount. Call GV at 800-844-8613 or visit them online at gvcomputers.com/pcs/.
Good morning. I'm still reporting on the coup. Representative Ron Santos, Republican of Florida, has called on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to launch a formal investigation of James Comey, the former director of the FBI, as being the leaker-in-chief of classified information among Obama holdovers. But beyond that, DeSantis has also called on the Trump administration to purge all former Obama administration holdovers from the government. Comey admitted in testimony before Congress that he leaked memos of his conversations with President Trump in order to spur the appointment of a special counsel to mount an unprecedented, never-ending investigation of the Trump administration without any factual basis of criminality. DeSantis chairs the House National Security Committee. He said that Obama holdovers and their allies in government are responsible for an unprecedented series of national security leaks aimed at damaging the current administration's national security posture. He said that Ben Rhodes, a former National Security Council official, should be hauled in before Congress to testify. DeSantis told the Free Beacon that if Rhodes has violated the law, he needs to be held accountable. If you violated laws in the service of doing political warfare, that is just absolutely unacceptable, particularly for someone who has held such a high position in government. DeSantis said that Comey may also have leaked classified information. In this quest to basically wage a vendetta against the president because Trump fired him. This guy is really a creature of the swamp. DeSantis and other lawmakers are seeking Comey's complete memos. Comey has made a concerted effort to not disclose these memos. DeSantis noted that the leaking of classified national security information by an outgoing administration official in order to damage an incoming administration is totally without precedent in U.S. history. This is not just standard Washington fare. It's happening on such a scale with this president that it's much different. If the bureaucracy is going to weaponize this stuff, I think Congress is going to be much less willing to give them the authority to do this. DeSantis said that Rhodes and other senior Obama administration officials funnel information primarily to the New York Times and Washington Post. The press has helped facilitate this breakdown. They run stories that say former officials say, and basically that means Obama people, and a lot of times it's not fully the truth. In the zeal to get Trump on something, they rely on people that aren't willing to raise their hand and testify under oath. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.